101.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 709.
So here's what happened. I meant to bring it up yesterday. We didn't have time. Friday night before the storm, the dog always comes out and the dog will run up. We're outside in the front yard. The dog is like the dog of the block. You know, the dog just comes, hangs, runs all over the place. Lemmy's really cool that way. He's never taken off before.
And how old is he? Like actually, a year, maybe?
I shouldn't say that. If he comes out, the old lady a few houses down feeds stray cats. So now it's like there's cats all over the block, which is pissing me off. But she's 90-something years old. What am I going to do?
Won't be long.
I know. So, you know.
Lemmy's still a puppy, right? He's like.
Lemmy's three.
Oh, he's three?
Yeah, Lemmy's three.
He's still pretty young.
So, once in a blue moon, I've seen him, I think twice, I've seen him chase a cat.
Okay.
Right? So, the other night, we were outside doing some stuff, and then it got dark out, and then we realized that Lemmy didn't come back in the house. Normally, not a big deal. He's on the front. He's out there. We just go, Lemmy! And he comes running right in.
Right.
Not running right in. Okay. Shaking his treats. Mm-hmm. Not running right in.
Uh-oh.
Isabella, my daughter, screaming, crying. Dog's gone.
Oh, like, she thinks Lemmy's lost.
Flipping out, right? Nicole's flipping out. She gets in the car, and I go to get in the car. And she goes to the left, to the end of the block, to the dead end.
Okay.
Right? Now, it's not a cul-de-sac. It's a dead end, so there's all sorts of high grasses at the end. And then about 150 yards to the Kennequa River, right? So she goes to the end of the block. Turns out she yells at me, John, he's here. So I go to the end of the block with her. And all you hear is rustling around in these tall grasses and growling and barking.
Oh, no.
And then, like, and then all of a sudden it stops, and you just see all this movement. Like, we're calling him, and he can't get out, or he's not getting out. Finally, he comes out, and he's, number one, stinks. Oh. Number two, he's got a little bit of blood on his face, and, like, a little bit of blood on his paw. Could easily be from the grasses, you know. From
cutting him or something?
Yeah, from getting cut, from being back in there. But I'm worried. I think he killed something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, because then I wanted to go check the next morning, but the snow came, and now everything, I can't get in there. My question is, if my dog got a taste of blood,
yeah,
do I have a big problem on my hands?
You know, I don't know. Because you'd think now that he has, he'll go outside and maybe go hunting again, because he's just...
Or...
He just experienced,
you know,
that?
I mean, it's a dog. Or will he snap at a... you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Oh, will he snap at a... Oh, like, be different with your kids, that
right.
kind of thing?
Now, when he came out of the woods over there, he was a basket case.
Yeah, right.
A basket case. Right. Couldn't calm him down. Had to take him, get him into the bathtub, because all of a sudden he stunk.
Yeah.
Stunk.
Must have killed something.
Had to kill. Mm-hmm. And then on his side, he had what either could have been, like... bloody spit or something, or like entrail on his side. Yeah, so that's what I was dealing with. Front. So I don't know for sure, because I couldn't go in there and check it out the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's an issue.
Right. He's been acting the same since?
Yeah, he's been fine ever since. The next day it snowed, we were outside, he never took off to go down the block.
Yeah.
He just played on the front lawn like a puppy.
Maybe he doesn't even remember. You know, maybe he just forgot about it, let it go. Wow. Your dog never killed anything, Ted.
Dude, no.
Nobody in my family lets anything go.
Yeah, not even your dog.
No. Even the dog will hold a grudge.
You'll be taking the dog to the couch.
Right.
Doggy counseling.
Yeah. That's next up.
It's 7:13.
So, yeah, I don't know if I got to worry about it. Yeah. Or not. Especially if you bring it here.
All right. Let's see, 955 WBAB if you guys have any help for this. 7:13, Ted is a Rose.
Right now, West Babylon, Route 109, westbound between Little East Neck Road and East Drive. Everything is closed there. That's because of a serious accident. Now just the westbound side is reportedly shut down. Nichols Road southbound approaching Sunrise. We got an accident there as well.
717, Roger and JP on BAB. A lot of people want to give you some help. Lemmy, JP's dog, got his first taste of blood. He killed something in the high grasses.
I think he did.
You think? Well, he came out with blood on him and spittle or something.
Well, it could have been, yeah.
And trails, you don't know. Joe's got some experience. Go ahead, Joe.
My dog's a little dog. She's only 25 pounds. She runs over and grabs this possum that's about 20 pounds and starts shaking it. Well, the possum swings around and tries to bite her and then plays possum. And my dog wouldn't leave it alone. So the possum died. And I call the vet 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife's flipping out. And the vet says, don't worry about the dog. The dog's got all its shots. He says, but how did the animal look? I says, it looked fine. He says, that's good, because I'd be more concerned about you and your wife with rabies than the dog, because the dog's got the shots. So that's the bigger concern, believe it or not. And you handle the dog with stuff on it.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't handle the dog. My wife did, so I'm good. I'll talk to you later, Joe.
Has she been foaming at the mouth lately?
Yeah, well.
She got crazy eyes or anything?
No crazier than usual.
All right, 7:19, time for the stuff you need to know. It's brought to you
just
by...
just what I need.
Yeah, right? Rally WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:23. JP's dog Lemmy got out the other day, just took off on his own for the first time, and they found him in the high grasses at the end of the block, maybe killing, growling, maybe killing something, came out with a little blood on him, maybe some spittle or entrails, who knows what. So he must... he probably killed something.
And some stink.
Good question by JP. So does that change him now? Will he be always looking to do this, or will he, you know, be looking to kill, kill, kill? Born in B. Good morning, B.A.B. You got an answer to this thing? Go ahead.
Only if his interest is piqued. If he hears noise, sees a cat going by or something like that, he will go after them because now he knows, hey, it's fun. I can get my... You know that that's how they stay alive. They eat stuff. They catch stuff and eat stuff. And he's not going to... his dynamic is not going to change within the family because that's his pack, and he's not going to attack any of you.
Well, that's cool. And truth be told, I don't really care if he eats the stray cats then. I really don't.
No. I'm all with you on that one.
Yeah, I hate these stray cats. I would love for this woman to really stop feeding them, but what am I going to tell a 93-year-old woman what to, you know?
Right. Yeah, you pick your battles. That's what a battle you want to pick.
Hey,
exactly. Thanks, dude.
Well, that's a good point. You guys are the pack. Lemmy respects you guys. He should be the same. Sounds like a voice of experience right there.
He's my snuggle buddy.
Well, then you're going to get all the respect in the world from him, won't you?
All right. He's my snuggle buddy. He's the only one that loves me.
WBAB. Yeah. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 728. All right, we have a guy in line who can't wait to talk to you about your dog getting his first kill, even though it wasn't on purpose.
Tell
he
what,
took off. And you know.
He's a way better hunter than me.
Yeah, that's right. He's one up on you.
I'm 3 years in. I got nothing.
Go ahead. You got a final word on this? Go ahead.
I don't think he's really got a problem because now the dog has stink on it. You know, now it'll be a typical white trash dog because white trash people don't fence their dogs like they're supposed to. They have piss all over their name's property.
That doesn't happen.
What kind of name is Flemmy anyway?
That doesn't...
Would you cross something up? Oh, good name for a dog, Flemmy?
No, not
Lemmy.
Not Flemmy, you dick. Lemmy. Lemmy, like the guy from Motorhead, Lemmy.
I'm just kidding.
Yourself, your mama.
Well, that went well.
Anybody else?
Jeez, that was great. Thanks for listening.
I've been called a lot of things in my life. Yeah. White trash has never been
that's
one of
funny.
Them. That's a new one.
Because white trash don't fence in their dogs.
That's it.
Let them do it all in the neighbor's house. That's pretty funny. Never heard that before, might be right.
There's a lot of cases like that on Judge Judy of white trash. Madam, if you don't have your dog on a leash, you got to pay.
It's good to know.
It doesn't make sense.
729. Ted Lindner is looking at the roads.
In West Babylon, Route 1.